Welcome to Ancient Wisdom of the Feminine.
We are excited to announce that we're expanding our channel. Our radio is growing strong globally and spreading its wings. Find us in GoFundMe by searching our name, Ancient Wisdom of the Feminine.
I am Srishti Yadav, and I'm here today with Magdala Ramirez in continuation with our Golden Era series. A little bit about Magdala Ramirez. She's a spiritual leader and healer from the Maya Mexica lineage. She was born as medicine woman from a long lineage of medicine people in Mexico, where she began walking her path at an early age, working with medicine people and pyramids of Mexico. She brings the ancient knowledge to the world through original seminars, books, ceremonies, and journeys. Her purpose in life is to bring back ancient wisdom of union of polarities, and through this wisdom, she helps to bring back the perfect balance of male and female. She has an online school of enlightenment that can be found at her website, and we are so honored to have her on this radio. Welcome, Ma.
Hello, my name is Magdala Ramirez, and we are right now in the sacred land preparing for ceremony, and this is where this beautiful voice are coming forward from everywhere, from the trees, from the land, from the stones, in our beautiful ceremonies that we are having every day just to prepare for the next ceremony. The land is wild and beautiful. That wildness, that it really reflects upon us as a wild woman. You know, in here, everything is real. The waters that we use that comes directly from the womb of the mother in the cave, from that place of holiness that everything is. Everything in here is so completely natural that it reflects you back exactly where you are. As the temples really are being built and being reborn, really, every time, it is very, very powerful to see that is also being reflected on the people. The wild woman, that woman that it is not entitlement, that woman that it is not about depending, that woman that it is about love and responsibility, and embracing the total freedom that she is. That woman that can see absolutely behind all what it is hidden, it is just coming to life. It is that woman that embraced that sisterhood. Naturally, that place where she understands that whatever it is happening to you, it is also happening to me. That woman that it is able to embrace her sacredness in a such a natural way, natural understanding, because they know that it's a way of living. It is not something that you learn from the outside, but it is awakening from the core of your being. You are that wild woman. You have always been that wild woman, that natural woman, that it is able to do the work, that recognize that the best and the worst enemies, it is inside of yourself and your best friend too. That wild woman that understands that you need you in your life, and that's where the work resides. There is so much to do. There is so much cleaning to do in removing all these leaves and in making this big weed eating and preparing the temples and the stones. Everything is being handled with sacredness. Just in the same way that we handle our sacredness within ourselves. Here comes the mother and she says, the ceremony is empty without the heart. So we need to find that place within ourselves, in our heart, that it is guiding the way, that it is about community, that it is this bonding with the hummingbirds and the butterflies and the trees and everything around us. As we walk in the paths of the sacred land, we recognize that in every step is the prayer. Just like those buildings that we did, in every brick was the prayer. Right there, when we recognize that the biggest protection that we have, it is with the Great Mother. There is nothing that can scare that wild woman, because she knows that she can face anything and be standing. She's not afraid to even fall, because she also knows that that strength of standing up again, it will give her the next step of her evolution. She can see her life and feel that responsibility of every single part of her life, and that responsibility, it is bringing that freedom that she has always been. The land, that wildness, that sacredness, that bonding that it is with everything around, creates this very beautiful orchestra in the night. All these beautiful relatives singing in the night, it really gives you that lullaby that you need. But through that lullaby, you'd also understand that you're part of it. Part of that orchestra. You have your space in that circle of life. You know where you belong. It's not even a question anymore. We keep on preparing the land and ourselves for this ceremony. What it is needed. What we need to have in a good way from the inside. How do we align with the Great Mother to make this incredible shift? To make that realization of the self, to observe that next part of the evolution of the human being. It is true that there is so much commotion in that world, but through that sacredness, you can feel the difference between the two worlds and beyond, and also at the same time understanding that God is in all the realms. There is not one single realm with the absence of God. You do understand as a wild woman that you have always been love. And that love has many paths and many directions, but they all come from the same source, just like the water, just like the spring in the water. It comes all from the same part, with many, many branches, many ways of expressing this love, and always aware of where this is coming from. We never know how far it will go, but we always know where it is coming from at all times. The temple of the 12 plus 1, in there where it is the gathering of all these Ixtapalotlis, the butterflies, the women that they are coming from all directions, coming with so much love. And some of them even struggling in the path, but recognizing that struggle, it just gives them the force to go more higher and stronger. Seeing this as a stepping stone, that's the wild woman. The one that it is not afraid to see herself in the mirror. The one that it is able to transmute absolutely everything. And once all the aspects of herself is being transmuted, she understands transcendence, the next step of the human being. We're having ceremonies every day for 10 days now. And understanding that every day in our regular lives is a ceremony. We do make the recapitulation every day, recognizing how much we have grown spiritually, how much we have learned about ourselves, taking notes for ourselves, taking care of each other, understanding that in every woman that it is coming for a ceremony, it is different skills, different understandings, different situations, and all put it for the highest good of everyone, the respect and honor. It is complete and absolute for each other. The sisterhood is growing in such a powerful way. I am so happy to invite you to prayer in this time and space. Pray with us. Be connected with us, for I am feeling you, for we are connecting with you. Keep on sending your emails and your voices, because we can feel you and know you from everywhere. You're here with us. All our brothers and sisters from everywhere in the world. It is right here with us, as we are everywhere. Whatever it is happening to you, it is also happening to me. For in the one contains the whole, and the whole is contained in the one. Make some prayings for us too, for that perseverance, for that endurance, for that light, for those understandings as the teachings begins to flow, for that heart to be always in that connection. We are so thankful for your work. And by thinking about it, it makes my heart bloom. Thank you. Tlatsokomate, tlatsokomate, tlatsokomate. I am you.
From Magdala Ramirez, please go to www.magdalas.com. And it's spelled MAGDALAS. We thank you so much for all your support, and we hope to see you next week.